This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, the low-pressure system that brought numerous showers Wednesday, Thursday, and overnight is moving into Idaho and taking the rain with it. Most rainfall amounts were between a quarter and half inch, but a half to 1 inch was measured in isolated thunderstorms north of Moses Lake in northern Grant County. Now, there's going to be some lingering light showers, mainly east of Ellensburg to Heppner, with additional rainfall a quarter inch or less today. These should diminish this afternoon and evening as the low pressure area pulls further east. And it's back to more showers for Sunday through Tuesday, though, as a couple of Pacific weather systems take the same path through southern Oregon into Idaho. Additional rain of a quarter to half inch will fall on most farms and ranches. This increase in soil moisture combined with seasonal temperatures will continue to help dryland pasture wheat and peas. Crop water use for the next 7 days will range between 3/4 and 1 inch, which is about a half inch below normal for mid-May. Look for good spraying conditions on Saturday, but wash-off chances will return Sunday through Tuesday. It looks like the next decent period for hay drying will arrive beginning Wednesday. Now, yesterday, NOAA's Climate Prediction Center issued the June outlook, which calls for temperatures to average above normal and rainfall to be near normal. The long-term outlook for July, August, and September is also showing above normal temperatures and near normal rainfall. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.